Cons: London, Satanist Daniel Hussein jailed after making blood pact with demon and murdering sisters in park. By Victoria Friedman on October 29, 2021. Satanist Daniel Hussein, who killed sisters Biba Henry and Nicole Smallman in an attempt to fulfill a contract with a demon, has been jailed for a minimum of 35 years. Hussein, 19, was convicted in July for the double murder of Biba Henry, 46, and Nicole Smallman, 27, at a park in Wembley, northwest London, in June 2020. The sisters had had a small party with friends for Ms. Henry's birthday, and while the two sisters were alone that night following the celebrations, Hussein took the two women by surprise and stabbed Ms. Henry, a mother and new grandmother, 8 times, and Ms. Smallman 28 times. He then dragged the women's bodies into the undergrowth and took their mobile phones, throwing them in a pond. It was said during the trial that it was believed the younger sister fought back against her attacker, explaining the higher number of stab wounds. The murderer never explained the motive behind the stabbings and declined to give evidence during the trial, only claiming he was not responsible for the murders. But during the investigation, police found a pact signed in his own blood in which Hussein promised the demon the mighty King Lucifuge Rofakali to sacrifice 6 women every 6 months in exchange for winning the lottery. Hussein was found to have an interest in Satanism and the occult. On Thursday, Hussein was sentenced to a minimum of 35 years in prison, according to The Telegraph. Mrs. Justice Whipple could not give Hussein a so-called whole life sentence because he is under 21. Whipple added that the usual minimum term for crimes of this gravity would be 37 years, but reduced it because of his age and claimed his autism spectrum disorder could make you a person who could struggle in prison more than others. She did, however, reject considering evidence of an undiagnosed personality disorder or psychopathy. She said that Hussein would be considered eligible for release in 35 years if at that point you are no longer a danger for the public, meaning he could be back on the street while only in his 50s. Detective Inspector Maria Green said after sentencing, "Daniel, sick, Hussein is a dangerous, arrogant and violent individual who from the outset has shown no remorse for his actions." The sentence handed down by the court today is a reflection of the seriousness of his crimes. The victim's mother, Reverend Mina Smallman, a retired Archdeacon of the Church of England, had criticized London's Metropolitan Police Service for not sufficiently searching for her daughters after they were reported missing. It was not until Miss Smallman's boyfriend Adam Stone went looking for her that he found the sisters in the park, 2 days after they went missing. An investigation by the Independent Office for Police Conduct said that the Met's response was unacceptable, with Commissioner Cressida Dick offering a formal apology. Mrs. Smallman, a former teacher, said after the conviction that she would consider campaigning against the minimum age threshold of 21 for life sentencing, saying, "We need to review that separation when someone is an adult. I think it's disrespectful to say that children can't tell the difference between good and evil." In a tribute, the Smallman called her daughters beautiful, beautiful girls with hearts. "Biba has left behind a daughter who has given birth to a son in the last year, and I'm a great grandmother. So life is going on. There is a legacy. Nicole, I think we grieve more for her because there was 20 years difference. She had 20 years less than Biba, but to know her was to love her. So, good girls. I'm really, really proud of them," she said. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.